And in the studio now I have Tina Robinson, program manager with the Fizz Fest, and of course Stuart Bobbitt as well, as he calls himself, a hanger on. For I believe he's a great boon and doing Trojan work over there, as a friend of mine once said, Trojan work. Good morning to you, or good afternoon now to you both.
Good afternoon.
Okay, Tina, I'll start with you. This is, if I'm not mistaken, this is the second year of the festival.
That's right, Noel. This is our second festival. Festival of over 65 events, most of which are free, in the local community of Phibsborough, concentrating on the local talent and the variety of institutions. Just a lot of stuff happening.
Obviously, it was very successful last year because it's on again this year. That's a good indication. But is it bigger this time and more involved?
It would be bigger, yeah. There's more events and some of the events are a bit more intense. There's a lot more people involved.
There's elements of it that are, I suppose last year it was big on substance.
Last year as well, Stuart?
Yeah, just when it came to the event itself, actually for the course of it. So this year it's 8th to the 11th, although the art trail is opening on the 3rd of September. The equivalent time last year I became involved for that. But this year I came along to meetings. The Phibsborough Steering Committee have been meeting since last November to organise for this September. So these guys are way ahead and got everything in place. So it's been an extremely well organised event and it just gives you an idea of sense of actually the sort of artistic output of Phibsborough and that area in Dublin 7. Mm-hmm. And it's just something, it turns out that the area was really crying out for. People can't even imagine just the amount of local talent and skill and everything, just amongst Tina's peers, all the different people that are naturally get together and the sort of interests they have. Mm-hmm. And you can see it right across the programme, like whatever you're interested in, it's represented here. So it's a very, as it turns out, Phibsborough is an extremely vibrant area. People who live there have known that, and Tina and her pals would know that. But now other people are getting a sense of what the area really has to offer.
Well, I always got that sort of buzz any time I was over there as well. But just to let people know, if you want to look up details of what's going on, it's PHIZZFEST. That's Fizzfest. .ie, fizzfest.ie, so you can look up what we're talking about. You just mentioned there, there's visual arts, there's a theatre, there's food demonstrations, music and lots more. But it does indicate, before you came in, I was saying to myself, wouldn't it be great if other places could do this? Other on the suburbs, on the periphery of Dublin, could do something like this. But not everybody has what Phibsborough has, I'm afraid, I suppose.
Well,
that's,
I think,
the thing to say.
If we go back to the programme and just take the Johnny Cash Appreciation Society, it says here, in the mid-19s, half the interesting bands in Dublin seemed to live in Phibsborough. And I think that goes for a lot of the artistic talent that's in the city. There's a lot of creative people living in Phibsborough, and we've tapped into that. We have Silent production by Fishamble, the new play company, and Jim Cullerton, who is a director in Fishamble, lives in Phibsborough. Mm-hmm. And most of the events has some connection, even though when we started out planning the programme, the intention wasn't to have a deliberate Phibsborough connection. But if we take, for example, Brian Keenan, when he came, was released from Beirut, and came out of the Mater Hospital, he spent his first few weeks living in Shandon in Phibsborough. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a wide range of people living in the area. There's great creativity. It might be something to do with the house prices. They're not quite as expensive as on the other side of the water.
Can I ask you I'm just curious to get back to the origin, because when the concept came up, was it actually your concept, this whole idea of a festival, even though it was smaller last time? And did you get the idea from what you knew was in Phibsborough, or did you find out about what was there after you started researching?
Well, I suppose we'd have had a sense that there was a great potential for creative events in the area, but it wasn't until we actually started working on it that we discovered what was there and the wealth of talent in the area. And I suppose, like many good ideas, the idea for Fizzfest came about as the result of sitting over a couple of drinks one night, saying, "This, you know, let's do this." And the next day, we followed up on it rather than just forgetting about it.
So. And well, can I ask you how hard it was to get to venues and how compliant they might have been, no matter where it was, for maybe some of the art exhibitions? Maybe they had their own places, but maybe some of the pubs you went to that are hosting things as well, especially during the day, the Brown Brew and places like that.
Well, the local businesses have just come right in behind FizzFest right from the start, particularly the Brown Brew and McGann's, who are co-sponsors of FizzFest, and they were delighted to see that there was something happening and really excited about supporting it. Other venues that we've acquired are empty shops, and we've also acquired the use of a floor in Phibsborough Tower. It's a big iconic building in Phibsborough, you can't miss it. That floor has been empty and we have the use of it, and we've created an art space there. That was negotiated with Collier's management company, and they generously gave us the use of it, but it took a bit of time.
Mm-hmm. It's really terrific the way you coordinated everything to the extent, I mean, I'm looking at The Great Hunger by Patrick Kavanagh, and also about the film exhibition that you're having, but I like the where people can edit and score their own movies for 6-7 minutes or whatever as well. I mean, it's giving everybody everything, but also someone that might have a particular talent themselves, Stuart, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's something I engaged in last year, was the filmmakers competition, and it was amazing what actually transpired in terms of who delivered, because I was giving out the brief to different people who were coming in and saying, this is what we want for you. It's got to be, last year was, what puts the fizz in Phibsborough, right? Mm-hmm. And so different people come in, would-be filmmakers and all these kind of types in Polonex and all this sort of thing. But there was some kids come in as well, and they sort of engaged in it. And when it came down to it, it was the kids that came up with stuff. We had one animation short film that was, something like Godzilla or something. But they were so creative. It was a real kind of sense of a real wow. Like the people, if you meet people halfway with any of these events, like, they will come up with stuff. There's so much innate talent there in the area and all that. So it was to engage in it and to be involved in it, it really pays off. It's very life affirming, you know, all of these sort of things. So yeah, there's genuinely something for everyone. I think, like, right across the age groups, you know, I've been telling, you know, something, what'll interest my mother? Okay, she'll be into this and that. And there's ways for people to engage in terms of photographic competition. There's, you know, you can put in your garden photo. There's a gardening competition. And then there's, like, strong in terms of theatre. Also opportunities to see plays. The Matter are celebrating their 150th year, and there's a beautiful, like,
the pillar room.
This is just this gorgeous kind of palatial room, and that's where I suppose Fishamble will host that play. It's a one-hander. Mm-hmm. Silent, and Dorian Gray, picture of Dorian Gray. That's kind of an achievement. That's a first off, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
It's a first off in Phibsborough, but another special event, I think, will interest people. In St. Peter's Church, there's a talk on Harry Clark, and it's in St. Peter's Sacristy, which I think if people go and have a look at what's there, they've uncovered drawings and decorations on the walls, and that's being preserved and restored.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely worth it.
Can I ask you, Stuart, it sounds there with your interview, you only got in sort of as a bystander last year, and it seems like it's when you get involved with radio as well, it becomes addictive a bit. Have you become addicted now to the FizzFest?
I just turn up at the meetings and I nod. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, but you nod at the wrong times, and they're asking you to do something, you nod and do it. Would that be true, saying it?
I wouldn't say that now.
No, they're
Stuart's great help to us.
That's what I mean. He nods that way and says, yes, okay, I'll do that.
Just, Noel, going back to the visual arts, we've a fantastic visual arts trail, and one of the themes we have is arts and health, which is a strategy of the Arts Council, and we're very pleased to focus on that theme. But also we have just in our area we have an artisan potter, and he has created some special FizzFest mugs.
Okay. Well, you can hold it up there. Maybe the camera will put it there behind you.
This is Radek, and he's Touch Design Ceramics. And I'd like to give you...
Oh, thank you very much. I could do with a mug in here.
No, that's a very special mug.
A mug for
Facebook.
A mug.
No, that's your 1,000th programme. That was recently, wasn't
that
it?
Was
you,
2 weeks
broadcast,
ago, yeah.
Yeah, from. So I was telling the guys, anyway, but check it out. You can't. Yeah. You don't realise that that's a nice piece of work.
Prize possession.
Yeah.
I was watching, just to get back to the exhibition again, the photograph exhibition I'm looking at. I was looking at a documentary on UTV last night about 9/11. The anniversary is coming up next week. I must say, cynically, I don't know how Bush ever became president because the incompetence that seemed to show up anyway. But it was a tragic time for the world, but mostly for America and New York. But there's a photographic exhibition in the fire station in Phibsborough.
That's right, that opens as part of the art trail. And that's by photographer Joe Woolhead, who lives in New York and has documented the destruction at the Twin Towers and the rebuild, and it's an exhibition of that.
Okay, sounds so, very very interesting.
How do we make that connection with him?
Because he's from Finglas, yeah. So he's a Northsider. He's not quite Phibsborough, but he's from Finglas, and so he's kind of a local guy. But he lives in New York,
yeah.
And we've had the great cooperation with the fire brigade to put on this.
It's amazing. I was listening to a documentary on RT1. I know I'm going off the subject now, but it was a guy that just saw a photograph somewhere down the country in one of the main beauty spots on a mountain, Mount Moor or the Moors or something like that. And when he delved into the back of it, it was actually the parents of a firefighter that died who originally had come from there, and they came over on holidays and put up his picture in like a little shrine. And it was an amazing documentary. So that's where, when he's asking you how the connection is, there's a connection all over the place, I think, to 9/11 for everybody. But tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, I think most of it's kicking off for the evening.
We're kicking off with the opening of the Visual Arts Trail in three different venues. These are venues that are unused, and we've reactivated and reanimated them. So that's tomorrow evening, and then events starting then from Monday, and then the main tranche of events will happen from the 8th to the 11th. Can I just say that from the start we wouldn't have been able to host such an event without the support of our various sponsors. Last year, Crow Park Community Fund came on board and supported what was then an abstract and a concept, and they had the vision to come in behind us, and again they are our main title sponsor. Also, the Arts Council, Dublin City Council Arts Office and Waterways Ireland have supported FizzFest very generously, as well as the local businesses.
McGill's have been great.
McGill's have given us space in their building, and the Brown Brew.
Is that a bar? Or?
Yeah, that's the Bohemian Lounge.
Oh, the Bohemian, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they've been great support to us.
You said earlier on, McGill's, is that it? Is that a different
one? That's down towards the other end.
That's the Broadstone Inn.
Yeah. Then you've the Brian Brew as well.
Yeah. Mm.
And the Tesco's and the Ulster Bank. So you've had lots of sponsors on board.
Mm. Yeah, very generously. And they've had faith in what we've been trying to do, and they've showed their faith in us by sponsoring us.
Okay. And these little leaflets that you have out telling people exactly the times and where can... Are they all up on the website as well?
Yeah, the full programme is on the website, and we've delivered 15,000 brochures door to door in Phibsborough, Drumcondra, Glasnevin, Stonebatter, and Cabra.
Stuart,
sorry,
did you help with that?
I was actually out there. Yeah, out there. That's interesting in itself. Actually, going around and the various reactions you get, people are expecting you're dropping in some pizza advertisement. You're actually going, no, it's a community arts festival. This is for you. It's free gigs. Go along. Let go of me. You know.
That's important to say. Sorry for interrupting you, but that's important to say, Tina, that it's nearly all free. Every event is practically free.
Nearly, yeah. About the 60 odd events happening, and I think less than 10 of them you have to pay into.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, value for money. And,
okay.
But get booking. Get a move on, because certainly there's some choice events that there's very strong interest for.
Yeah, and obviously some of the places would be smaller than others, so,
yeah,
you know. if you want to see it. So does this mean, like, in the FM, you're hooked a little bit, Stuart, on this? It'll go on again and
stuff. I don't know. Yeah, I'm on for anything. But no, they're great. It really makes it kind of reinforces the idea. Like, if you're looking for interest or things happening, it's often on your door. So certainly, Fizz were a very vibrant place and it's excellent, just engaging with all those people. So I'm sure in terms of the area around here, similarly, if people engage and get a move on with things, it's not all happening in Temple Bar. Sometimes it's somewhere else. I know you had your head turned in Temple Bar, you know, but...
No, I didn't. Actually, I know that I did an interview with someone from Great Western Square. There's a great allotment up there that they've turned something that wasn't so pretty into something magnificent in a matter of months, and they really, really, I need to come up there and have a look, and it's getting bigger and lovelier as the time goes on. It's really cared for and minded by the people in the area, and that's just one example of the community, I suppose. So do you think, Tina, it's going to get bigger as the years go on?
Well, I don't know if we could sustain it at this level, but yeah, we'll get this one. Yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
And but when you finished up last year, is it a matter of finishing last year and then thinking and starting? Or when do you start thinking about organising this year's one? When did you start?
Well, there wasn't really a gap. There was a summing up and evaluation of 2010, and then a few weeks later we were...
Straight back in.
Back into it, yeah.
Okay, and has more volunteers come on board, like Stuart?
Yeah, different volunteers, and
In terms of the family day, we're still, if people want to engage in it, or there's a brilliant family day on Sunday. So it's Sunday the 11th. There'll be a lot going on there. There's the park behind the library in Phibsborough. There's going to be a great art exhibition in that small space in front of the library, and then you come through and there's going to be bands, there's going to be everything, bouncy castles and all that. But we're always happy to have people to help out on the day, certainly for stewarding and that sort of thing. In turn, they might get a free boat ride or something like that, because there are Waterways Ireland have really engaged in this, and there's going to be boating trips. Someone mentioned water polo. There's going to be a lot of...
Canoe polo.
Where would you do that?
On the canal.
Near Brendan Behan there, along the stretch there. So genuinely, it's going
canoe
to be...
Canoe polo, that's something different.
Well, we have the canal runs through the area, and there are people who have lived there all their lives and who have never been on the water. So last year we had boats, the Royal Canal and Beamsley Group brought down small boats, and... a lot of people got to have a go just up and down the water. We've, you know, looked at it, we've walked along it, but we've never been on it.
Yeah, well, for the first time a while ago, I went down near the basin where the children's playground, that you went up and there's a little arch and you walk in there and the like a little lake.
Yeah.
And you walk around there, beautiful cottage there as well. It's very peaceful, especially in the evening, just to walk around there, feed the ducks and all that. Bring your bread with you and feed the ducks.
That's it. But Waterways Ireland have put a huge energy into sort of sorting out the canals. You've seen it, the Royal and the Grand. Mm. So there is a kind of a very different sort of atmosphere around there, and it's really surprising. I say, get down on the Sunday. Beside that as well, Charleville Tennis Club, we're having films, short movies, documentaries, locally connected, and stuff like that. Pajama Girls is going to be shown, and various stuff. And so right through whatever people are interested in, whatever the weather is doing, there's stuff indoors and outdoors right through. So.
Okay, people can look up FizzFest, and it's spelled PHIZZFEST.ie. That's FizzFest.ie for all the programmes and everything that's going on.
Yeah, or if they're down in Phibsborough, it's have to come into the booking office. So that's opening up, and it's just along there next door to Paddy Power and opposite the Woodstock Cafe. That's where the festival office is. If you want to come in person and book...
That's facing Tesco's, I think, isn't it?
No, along the same side. So,
the same side,
opposite the hut and Doyle's Corner there. So, it's accessible, whether you're online or not, or you just want to come in and meet someone and actually book something. Anyone can help them there. So,
okay, we'll just run out of time. And thank you very much for coming in, and congratulations again on. I'm not going to wait till afterwards, because it is congratulations. It's going to be another successful second festival for you, and I'll probably be talking to you again next year if we're all still here. And I bet you're going to make it a little bit longer as well, Tina.
Thanks very much.
Do you think?
We'll see.